I'd like to share with you from Paul's writing to the Corinthians, the 6th chapter, verses 19 and 20. Supporting scriptures this morning for those that you that keep notes, Acts 20 and 28, and 2 Corinthians 3 and 17. 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, verses 19 and 20 reads, "What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." Acts, the 20th chapter, the 28th verse, says, "Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost have made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he have purchased with his own blood." Hallelujah, Jesus. Lastly, 2 Corinthians 3 and 17. "Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. To feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood." Based on those verses, we'd like to use a thought of subject this morning. Our freedom was paid for by blood. Amen. Our freedom was paid for by blood. And as we've come today, we come into this place just to offer to God our worship and our thanksgiving as we praise him for the wonderful things that he is doing for us. He is a blessing. And it is a blessing for us to be in the house of the Lord just one more time. To be above ground with the blood yet still running warm in our veins and breathing the breath of a merciful, loving God. We got so much to be thankful for. God that has watched over us and kept us and did everything that needed to be done for us from the day of our birth, even beyond our death. God watches over us because he is God. And with him being God, he is eternal, and there is no getting around him. So we are thankful this morning that we belong to a mighty God, a God that has promised never to leave us, a God that said that I will never forsake you, a God that lets us know as we look back over the course of history that all the way back to Adam, he has provided and made a way for us. And then even in sin and disobedience, he still spared us, still loves us, and he still makes a way for us. And we got to understand that he fixed it, and he fixed our sins, that he could be the one that would atone for our sins, and that we could again walk in fellowship with him. Because of disobedience and sin, we got out of fellowship with the Lord. And we ought to know this morning that God loves us. God loves us so much to where a lot of times I don't think our mind can comprehend the love of a mighty God. We are able to say this morning, look where he brought me from. And how many of you are really thankful this morning that you are not what you used to be? How many of you thank God that things are not what they used to be? For the Lord God has brought us all a mighty long way. God has kept us in a time when we needed to be kept. And God is the kind of God that has made life in a way that we have a better quality of life now. As we think about celebrating, let us also consider the fact that many years ago, and even in some places right now, we were treated less than human, hated and despised because of the color of our skin, brought to a land against our will in bondage and in slavery. We were sold and we were separated, raped, beat, killed, and just because they could do whatever they wanted to do. Then we consider the length of time that we've suffered injustice and how that we've had to work harder and stay more determined. You can have the credentials, but because of the color of your skin, you got to work a little harder. You got to dig a little deeper. You got to have a mindset that if this door closed, there is another door that's going to open up. We realize that we are living in a time where things have changed and we've come a mighty long way, but we also got to understand that we still got a long way to go. We've got to be mindful that if we want real equality and treatment without people having respect of persons, then we got to know and believe in the power of a mighty God. When we think about how far we have already come, we've come a mighty long way, and we talked about on as we celebrated King's Weekend, and we talked about how his visions and how his dreams a lot have come to pass. And truly, we realize that we come to a place where we can sit in places together and we can do some things together. But if we be real with ourselves, we will understand that we still have a long way to go. That cannot allow ourselves to get so comfortable and sit back and begin to think that we've already have made it. We can't think that just because we got a black man in the White House that we're going to have things to change for us immediately. We have been in a struggle. We're going to be in a struggle, and there will always be a struggle as long as there is a difference of opinion, as long as we cannot accept the diversity of who we are and where we come from. We got to understand that there's going to be some differences. And in those differences, we got to understand that King did not die in vain. We got to understand that we got to know that this man of God, he had a dream, but one thing is that he lived out his dream. He is one that shed his own blood for freedom, for justice. And we got to understand that when he came through, it was more evident that prejudice was there. It was more evident that people would not treat you by the character that you were. People would treat you by the color of your skin. People being burned out and lynchings and being segregated, could not even sit down and eat together. We have come a mighty long way. We got to understand that we as a people have been treated as secondhand citizens. Don't you know when you go into a place and they tell you to go to the back door, does that not make you feel like that you are less than somebody else? We got to understand that we've come a mighty long way, but don't get our hopes up too quick unless you are landed and you are rooted in the power of a mighty God. We sat there and we hear and we are going to say that we made history because of the renaming of a street, but look how long it took to get a little name of a street. We are living in a city that, even though we cannot change everything, don't be fooled. People are going to be whoever they are. I said some time ago that there are many of us that are prejudiced as they are of other nationalities. But we got to understand and remember where we come from. Stop worrying about what everybody else is doing. Stop talking about all the Hispanics are coming in and they're doing this and they're doing that. If they got the job, that means that you didn't go apply. We got to stop sitting back, finding an excuse to sit down and do nothing. It is easy to say why we cannot do, but all we got to do is learn how to get up off of our do nothing and start doing what we can while we can. Stop looking for a handout. Lift our hands up to the Lord our God. Know that you might not have what you need today, but if you trust the power of a mighty God, he'll supply every need. And my Bible declares according to his riches in glory. So as we celebrate Black History Month, we thank God that we have a mindset that we ought to be able to celebrate being black 365 days a year. They're not going to treat you any better in February than they treat you any other month of the year. Some of us are not going to treat one another any better in February than we do any other time of the year. But you ought to be proud of where you've come from. We dare not allow those that have suffered and died to have sacrificed their life and shed their blood in vain. Those that have paved the way for us. I love the song that says, I'm free. Praise the Lord, I'm free. I'm no longer bound. There are no more chains holding me. And I wonder, are we aware of what a blessing it is to be able to say and to sing that I'm free? I found that even in freedom, even in being grown, and even though you may be financially stable, you cannot do everything you want to do. You still can't go everywhere you want to go. I don't care how much money you got. I don't care where you live at. I don't care what kind of car you drive. It does not matter what color your skin may be. There are some places that you cannot go. You could be a millionaire this morning, but you cannot buy your way into glory. For I found out that that is a power that money cannot buy. I stopped by Fowl's Chapel this morning as a vessel of a mighty God to remember, to remind my brothers and my sisters that even though we may be black on the outside, we belong to a mighty God. And the God that I belong to, he is the one that shed his blood so that I could be free. Now, there are many of us that are bound this morning because we are not slaves anymore. We made our own self slaves. We are slaves to sin. The Bible declares that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So don't act like you're better than anybody else. Don't begin to think that just because you got a testimony that you're saved, sanctified, full of the Holy Ghost, that there is somebody that knows exactly what you're going through. You better trust the power of God. You better know that you can't do everything that you want to do. And you got to know that there is a God that sits high. When you begin to think about the fact that you don't belong to yourself. See, too many of us, we like to talk about the fact that I'm grown, I'll do what I want to do. I'll go where I want to go. Can't nobody tell me nothing. But I want to let you know this morning that there is a God that can tell you something this morning. He knows everything that he has to know about you. And I thank God because of Jesus. If it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, where would we be this morning? I want to let you know this morning that even though you might be your own man, you might be your own woman, you don't belong to yourself. And I want to let you know something else. I don't care who paid the hospital bill. They did not pay for you. They just paid for some services. But the God that we serve, he is the one that paid for your life. For the Bible that I read says, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own. I didn't say it. The word says it. That one out there, that society had told you that you was nothing. That one out there that treats you less than a man or woman. That one out there that would make you feel like that when you get a tear in your eye, when you throw up a hand of praise, that you don't have a right to praise him. Well, I beg to differ this morning because I serve a God that died for everybody. And I serve a God that realizes that he looked beyond all of our faults and blessed our every need. And the way that I read this word, it said the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you. Hallelujah, Jesus, which we have of God, and we are not our own. Why? Why? Well, for ye are bought with a price. What a price to pay. you sit around and act like God owes us something. Now, you don't have to praise him like nobody else. But you ought to feel something. You ought to have something in you that make you want to tell God thank you sometime. Or is it that we always got to wait till we're on the bed of affliction? Or do we have to wait until when we're in trouble and we can't see our way out? Then we want to cry out, oh, Lord, have mercy on me. But the Bible says that you were bought with a price. And because that price was so high, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Does that not explain to you that even your own body don't belong to you? Everything you got, everything that you ever have, comes from the power of a mighty God. Now that you know that you don't belong to yourself, let me help you just a little bit. David asked the question one day, what shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefit toward me? Can anybody answer that this morning? In other words, David is saying, Lord, what can I give back to you for all that you have done for me? Not worried about what you've done for Judy, not worried about what you've done for Richard, but when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he done for me. Anybody in here got a mind to think about what God has done for you? Do know that he didn't have to do it. But because he loves us so much, he did it anyway. So now, Paul going to help us answer the question for David. Paul says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice. Okay? Now, payback time. Paul says, brethren, by God's mercy, offer your body while you are yet still alive. And then God knows that you're busy and you got a lot of things on your plate. So that's why you got to learn how to make a sacrifice. You see, there are some things that are not going to come just because you are who you are. But you got to learn how to make some sacrifices for God. I don't feel like going, but I'm going on anyway. I don't have quite enough, but I'm going to make what little bit I got stretch out so I can help my brother along the way. Because I realize that while the blood is yet running warm in my body, I got to make a sacrifice that is holy and then acceptable unto God. Then the Bible says, which is your reasonable service. Some of you act like if you sweat, you done did a little too much. If you stay in past 1:15, God forbid, we done been in here a little too long. But now, who can say what is your reasonable service? You got to do what you got to do. Now I got to do what I got to do. Let's stop by here this morning to do what I got to do. Because I found out in the word of God that even though I might have been in bondage, I'm free this morning. I'm free to let go and let God. The reason I'm free this morning It's because I see in the word of God that where the Lord is, there is the Spirit of God. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, the Bible says there is liberty. Liberty means that I am free. So if I know that where God is, I will be free. Where God is, everything will be all right. So I want to know, is anybody in the house this morning? Are you glad to be a product of a mighty God that have washed you and cleansed you, have made a way out of no way for you? Even though you've been sinning and you've been down and out, even though you realize that in this old life of mine, I had some ups and I had some downs. I done some right and I done some wrong. But I serve a mighty God, a God that had been right there by my side. And I realized this morning when I come into the house of God that I owe God something this morning. I'm reminded of a song that Deacon Bobo sings sometimes, singing debt I owe. Anybody know this morning that you got a debt that you got to pay? Mama can't pay it. Daddy can't pay it. Pastor K can't pay it. You got to pay your own debt. And I want to let you know it don't matter how much money you got. You can't pay that debt with money. But Paul said, offer your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. I want to know this morning, is there anybody in the house that is willing to give God all that he's given back to you? The Bible declares that we ought to serve the Lord in spirit and in truth. I want to know this morning, there are a whole lot of folk talking about going into heaven, but they're not going to see the gate. But I want to let you know this morning that we serve a mighty God. Paul want to let the people know that every now and again, you got to trust the power of a mighty God. You got to know that God is right there by your side. I want to let you know that if you're bound this morning, you can be free. Freedom is yours this morning, and I want to let you know that our freedom was paid for by the blood. I want to let you know that the blood of the Lamb, it is the thing that has washed us and made a way out of no way. I'm reminded here in the book of Acts, where Paul began to give instruction to the Ephesian elders, and he began to let them know to serve the Lord with all of your heart. You better teach the priest, preach the season, in season and out of season. Don't let nobody hinder you from praising the Lord your God. You better testify not only to the Jew, but also to the Greek. You got to treat the white man, the Indian man, and the China man just like you treat the black man. You got to know that there's only one man that you got to humble yourself down to. And the Bible declared that his name is Jesus the Christ. If you bow down to Jesus, he'll make everything all right. But Paul said, I know that when I get there, I'm going to be in bondage and I'm going to jail. But I'm going on anyhow. I'm not worried about what I got to face. I'm not worried about what they're going to do to me. I know that I'm going to be in bondage. I know that I'm not going to be free. But I'm going to see it declare the word of God. I'm going to tell everybody about the power of a mighty God. I stopped by Paul's chapel to give you words of encouragement. The Bible says, take heed therefore unto yourselves, unto all of the flock. In other words, he's talking to me that I need to preach the gospel, tell you about the power of God, let you know that God is on your side. But he wants me to let you know this morning that if you're bound down in sin and you want to be free this morning, then your freedom came by the blood of the Lamb. For the Bible says that he had purchased it with his own blood. In other words, that means he bought it. He paid for it. He made everything happen with his own blood. If you want to go with me this morning, let us go up Calvary's Hill, where they hooked our Lord and they hung him high and they stretched him wide. They pierced him in the side. And the Bible declared, blood and water came streaming down. I stop by to tell you that nothing can wash away your sin but the blood of the Lamb. I want to let you know this morning that there's power in the blood. And that blood of Jesus has never lost its power. That blood will wash you whiter than snow. That blood will pick you up when you're torn down. That blood is everything that you need. If you're lost and you can't find your way, all you got to to a mighty God. And the God that you call out to, he'll come running to your rescue. I want to let you know this morning that you ought to be free. And if you want freedom, know that your freedom was paid for by blood. The many things that we enjoy have been paid for by the blood of many of our loved ones. Many men and women died along the way so that we could complain and that we could say today that we are free. But even in being free, some of us allow sin and circumstances to keep us bowed down. But we got to release the shackles. We got to take off our chains. And we got to learn how to lift up holy hands. And know that by the blood of Jesus, we are free. I've been delivered by the blood. Not only have I been washed, but I've been delivered. I've been healed. Hallelujah, Jesus. I've been forgiven by the blood. For if it had not been for the blood of Jesus, we'd all be most miserable. And we would all be lost. But because of the blood of the Lamb, hallelujah, Jesus, we got something to be happy about. Something about the blood. There are those that can't stand to see the sight of blood. It makes them weak in the knees. But had there not been bloodshed, we would all die. We would never, ever know peace. Never experience joy. But because of his blood, hallelujah, Jesus, we have hope. We have peace of mind. And we have a will to press our way. As I thought about this first Sunday, as I thought about where we have come from as a people, I can't but remind us that we do still have a long way to go. But the good thing is that we're moving in the right direction. Don't allow circumstances to make you give up. Whatever your goal is, keep pressing toward that mark. That blood that Jesus shed on Calvary, it was for all of us. No matter who you are, what you've ever done in your life, and don't you allow the enemy to cloud your vision or to fill your head with a whole lot of negative stuff that the God that you serve, he still loves you.